You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean, and lo, my co-host again is missing. It's horrible. I know. I'm so sorry. Dear Megan, just couldn't make it. Timing wasn't right. We've just moved to the Toronto Islands. So if you'd like to mark David Chapman us, you know where to find us now. But it was just with the move, it was just too busy. So it's just me reporting in for you this lovely Tuesday morning. Pardon the little frog in my throat there. But we've got a great show. Our big review of the new Geese record will have to wait for next week. Are they the band that's saving rock music? Can rock music be saved? Is saying that you're saving rock music sort of like saying you're saving the USSR or something? You know, it doesn't exist anymore. Who's to say? But yeah, great show. We just listened to Handshake Drugs by Wilco. I like to think that handshake drugs are drugs that make you better at giving handshakes. Like you have a firmer grip. Your palms aren't sweaty, you know, it's just like performance enhancing for business people. No one could quite know. Like, I suppose you could listen to the song and look at the lyrics, but yeah, I like to just sort of speculate based on titles. Anyway, folks, we've got another new single from the last dinner party here. It's called Second Best. Why don't we try her out?
Ain't it nice? Second best. Ooh, ain't it good? myself on the action replay. Hope I get there right on time.
Video life.
Never did.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Ephemeral by Cistern, before that Art Deco with Video Life, and right at the top we heard a brand spanker from The Last Dinner Party, that's Second Best. Folks, it's been talked to death, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention this big Pete Hegseth Department of War meeting that happened in Virginia last week. What a just clown show that was. I saw there were a number of people who were like scared, like, oh, is like World War III going to happen? But no, of course, it's stupider than that. It's like he was talking about, like, oh, I'm sick of seeing these fat generals, and he's like, oh, we need like a warrior ethos, and to do that we need to like have like tight oiled bodies, and we have to be clean shaven, and we have to put a makeup studio in the Pentagon, all things that, like, you know, the Spartans of old were really concerned with. It's just, you know, we have like a TV show host running the military, and he needs to look busy. So what does he know how to do? Image, makeup, hair, like talking points. There's of course like scarier things, like Trump going on about, enemies within and deploying the army domestically, which is a little foreboding. But you just wish that, you know, this sort of neo-fascist, you know, the call, literally, it's the colony coming home, would be less like goofy. Like, it's just so dumb, and you just feel dumb reading about it, but you have to read about it because you need to know what's going on. Just horrifying. It's no good. How many? 3 more years? We'll see how we're doing after that. But yeah, Pete Hegseth, everyone's favorite lush, making sure that every GI's eyebrows are on fleek, and that, they are unblemished and unbroken. Really great stuff. Anyway, folks, we've got new cheek face, shaved cheek face, I guess, if you're in the Marines now. This is their brand new single. It's called Sucked Out. Here we go.
Look around, could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again? In your eyes, you've already spread my thighs. The feeling. Don't get mad if I'm laughing when the caffeine for out of 5 a.m. phone calls. I haven't slept a single night in over a month, and not even once did you start to make sense to me.
folks, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Sirius, that's a new track by Indigo D'Souza and Mothe. Before that, we heard Hot Hot Heat, Middle of Nowhere, ain't that a throwback? And right at the top, we heard Sucked Out, that's a brand spanker from Cheekface. Folks, as I mentioned at the top, we're now living on the Toronto Islands. It's pretty beautiful out here, if I am allowed a moment to brag. We've got all these trees. We've got a view of the city. And I'll just give you a little bit of the ambiance here. You might hear some crickets chirping in the background. There's some children laughing and playing. Hopefully that doesn't clog up the audio too much, but it's so hot and our landlord smokes in the house, so we have to leave the windows open all the time. So forgive us for that. But, you know, I think it's adding to the soundscape of our Indie Wake Up mornings here. Luckily, there's no one out on the courts right now, but we live directly across from the tennis courts, and it's very fun watching and listening to the ker-twang and the pong of the tennis ball against the racket, and even more fun to listen to people curse when they miss a shot or something. It always makes me laugh. Every now and then, the recording might pick it up. The ferry blows its horn when it leaves the dock, so you can sort of keep time that way as you're puttering around, unpacking things. You're like, oh, it's 5:30, the ferry just went, stuff like that. So yeah, it's sort of Animal Crossing style living. I am in the process of hitting the neighbors that I don't like with my bug catching net over and over again, hoping that they can leave and we can get some cuter neighbors. But until that day, we're still enjoying it and having a good time. So yeah, we'll keep you posted on the goings on. Oh, okay, I gotta tell you this. So we're part of this like neighborhood email chain. It's like, it's basically functions like a Facebook group, but it's all emails. I'm not sure why it is this way. I imagine it's because some people are anti-Facebook or whatever. But there is this whole week-long saga where somebody, like people leave their dogs off leash. A dog like ran up to someone and their kid. And this guy protecting his kid apparently kicked this dog. You're not supposed to kick dogs, but you're also like not legally supposed to have your dog off a leash in Toronto. And this stirred up a complete crap storm, if you will, of emails and people being like, most people were against this dog kicker and being like, oh, like on the island, we live by different rules. Like maybe you should walk around wearing a bear-proof suit if you're afraid of dogs. And like just pretty, pretty ignorant stuff, in my opinion. But it was very funny reading it all and watching the moderator trying desperately to corral this whole ker-twang, like saying like, oh, if anyone posts about dogs again, you're getting a 3-month ban. It was so ridiculous. But yeah, that is the neighborhood that we find ourselves in. Yeah, folks loving every minute of it. Anyway, what do we have up next? Oh, we've got some anniversaries. Of course, we like to let you know what albums are turning, hitting those big anniversaries. And we've got a few coming up here. Let's start with Broken Social Scene. Their self-titled album is 20 years old now. I feel like Broken Social Scene is the band we play the most on this program, besides the Mountain Goats, of course. They just have so many great tracks, and all of them are so different, and it's such an eclectic mix of musicians, and they're all Canadian, so it's really nice to have this band around. I'd love to see some more stuff from them soon. But until then, why don't we enjoy a deeper cut from their self-titled record? This is Hotel.
Check it. We'll be right back.
Been shopping for any new shoes, and I certainly haven't been spreading myself around. I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb, but I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time. I notice that my opponent is always on the go and won't go slow, so's not to focus. And I notice he'll let you ride with any guide as long as they go fast from whence he came, but he's no good at being uncomfortable, so we can't stop staying exactly the same. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. I seem to you to seek a new disaster every day. You deem me due to clean my view and be at peace and lay. I'm in to prove, I'm in to move in my own way and say I've been getting along for long before you came into the play. I am the baby of the family, it happens so. Everybody cares and wears the sheep's clothes while they chaperone. Curious, you're looking down your nose at me while you appease. Courteous to try and help, but let me set your mind at ease. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. But the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treating me mean. Most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine.
taxi, we'd rather walk. Huddle a doorway with the rain dogs. For I am a rain dog too. Well, we danced and we swallowed the night. For it was all ripe for dreaming.
To your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Rain Dogs by Tom Waits off of Rain Dogs, the record. That record is 40 years old this week. Before that, Fiona Apple with Extraordinary Machine off of the record Extraordinary Machine. That record, 20 years old this week. And at the top, we heard Hotel by Broken Social Scene off of the record Broken Social Scene. Again, 20 years old this week. Folks, time marches inexorably on. Speaking of marching on, those Jays, how about them Jays, huh? We don't have my beloved co-host, so we can do a little sports corner here, too. What a treat. Yeah, those Jays have been spanking the Yankees. The Bills admittedly lost to the Patriots, well, which stings. Why do I mention the two? Because there was some controversy this week. The Buffalo Bills Twitter account tweeted something to the effect of, let me pull it up, but they were supporting the Blue Jays. They said, good luck to our friends up north about our face-off in the playoffs against the Yankees. And everyone was really, really mad. Lots of, you know, New York dude bro sports fans were like, don't call yourself a New York team. Why don't you move up to Canada? Why are we paying for your stadium? Blah, 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 blah. There's always been a little, I don't want to say animosity, but there's definitely been like an upstate New York versus New York City dichotomy, you know? Like, it's two different ways of life, despite having the same goofy Hochul governor. But people, Gary Sheffield Jr., son of the former Yankees slugger, said, this is blasphemous. Shouldn't we root for teams that actually play in the great state of New York? Which, like, state pride just seems like that's something like that the South does, you know, that state pride is for like college football. What we're more interested in here is Great Lakes pride. That is real. And I'm sorry, New York City, you don't have it. You're not Buffalo. You're not Toronto. You're not Cleveland. You're not Green Bay. You are not a Great Lakes city. And as such, you're nothing for me, and you will not be joining the caliphate.
And also, for the record, New York football, why don't you try winning some games, huh? The 0-5 Jets, the 1-4 Giants. Try winning your own football games before you try to harp in on upstate New York Lake Erie pride. That's my two cents. Go Jays. Absolutely spanking the Yankees again. It was a delight to see. Can't wait for the game tonight. Great times all around. Everybody eats. What do we have up next to fill our bellies? We've got some new fleece. I wouldn't recommend eating fleece, though. It's really high in carbs. This is a brand spanker from our favorite Canadian band. Well, one of our favorite Canadian bands, at least. It's called Take It From Me.
Looking for some